Oh, hi, y'all. Welcome to Nikki's World, where my podcast show will give you viewpoints and insight that others will not give. I'll talk about, like, what's current, what's on the news, what is out there, and I will always cite sources, and I always cite facts and news links so y'all know what I'm actually talking about. I give you my viewpoints and opinions, and if you want to hear what I have to say, what's on my mind and all that, I let y'all into my world and let y'all hear and listen to what I'm thinking and what's going through my mind. So if you love stuff like that, tune into Nikki's World twice a week, where you'll get 2-3 podcast episodes a week on what I talk about and what's on my mind. So thanks for listening, and let's get on with the show, ladies and gentlemen. What's up, y'all? Let's do this. Hi guys, welcome to Nikki's World. I'm Nikki, your host, and today, guys, we gotta talk about the Uniparty again. These assholes, instead of funding America, they want to fund their so-called money laundering 51st state, which is what, Ukraine. We gotta talk about that and so much more. But before we go any further, guys, if you guys love Nikki's World so much, Seriously, y'all, can y'all please consider donating a cup of coffee for me? Because for a price of a cup of coffee at Starbucks, Dunkin' Donuts, and Cumberland Farms, guys, you guys help keep this podcast show alive. You guys help me curate more stories, more topics like this to talk about. I do accept Bitcoin donations. I am on Locals, guys, if you guys want to support and sponsor Nikki's World. If you guys love Nikki's World so much, seriously, y'all, please hit that like, subscribe, please give me a review. Good, bad, and the ugly. I also, guys, have a bunch of affiliate links, including Minds.com, Burner.com, and I also have a diaper referral link from North Shore Medical Supply. So if anyone needs adult diapers or anything, the links are in the description below. And before we get the show on the road, literally, guys, if you guys love this episode and any of my other episodes on Nikki's World, seriously, y'all, can y'all please consider sharing this across all the social media platforms that are out there today? Wow, man. That was a bunch of formalities I got through. Holy cow, man. Yes, and I'm always diapered up in my North Shore Mega Max diapers with 4 boosters in it. Because who knows, man. Who knows if I leak or poop in it. But at least I'm protected in it. So That is a good thing. And yes, I am coming down the wire with my first semester of grad school and working on my next one coming up. So that is great. So I've been a little busy, so I do apologize if I'm not forthcoming with a podcast episode. So, and also, guys, I want to say like this, if you guys have any story ideas that you guys want to talk about, feel free to send me an email, okay? Feel free to send me an email, drop me a message in the comments below. I will talk about the story and we'll give a shout out and credit to y'all, all right? So anyway, I got these three articles I want to talk to you about, okay? This comes from the Daily Wire, Breitbart, and Postmillennial. You want to know what all these three articles have in common, ladies and gentlemen? Is that the Democrats, along with the RINOs, have voted to fund Ukraine instead of our southern border. They would rather put their money in the Uniparty's 51st state instead of protecting and securing our southern border, which is being invaded by a bunch of illegal immigrants, criminals, thugs, and terrorists and whatnot. Okay? This is why, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to say this. The Uniparty hates your ass. The Uniparty in this country hate your fucking guts. They hate you. That's why instead of funding the southern border, guess what they're funding? Ukraine and Taiwan. Okay? And they're funding a host of other things. Okay? So instead of funding to secure the border in our southern border of the United States with Mexico, they would rather fund Ukraine and fund their conflict with Russia, which we don't need to be involved in. I don't give a horse shit about what goes on in Ukraine. That's a European problem. You know what would be better? Let Europe fund Ukraine. Let Europe pay for Ukraine's funding. Leave us Americans out of it. Okay? The sad thing is like this. When they voted to pass this yesterday, you saw many RINOs and Democrats waving the Ukrainian flag. I don't see a bunch of them waving the red, white, and blue and an American flag. I don't see that shit. But instead, I see them waving the Ukrainian flag. And then calling a Ukrainian soldier saying, "Oh, look, we're going to find your ass." I don't see them calling Texas, Arizona and saying, "Hey, we're going to fund the border wall. We're going to put more border patrol agents. We're going to build that wall." You know, the Uniparty basically is made up of what? Democrats and Republicans who don't do anything in your best interest, but instead does everything in the best interest of the deep state and the institutions. I'm sorry to say this, ladies and gentlemen, but Congress doesn't give a rat's ass shit about you. All they care is about protecting themselves, their piggy bank, and their fucking money laundering operation in Ukraine. That's all they fucking care about. They don't care about you, me, everyone else trying to make a living, trying to pay our bills, trying to buy groceries at the store when the failed Bidenomics is destroying the country economically, you know, when you got the Pino and the Let's Go Brandon dividing this country up, sexualizing your kid, perverting your kid, you know. I sit there and I go like this. No wonder why this country is falling apart. No wonder this country is so divided. Because here's the thing. It's divided because the Uniparty doesn't give a horse-ass shit about you. All they care about is lining their pockets and lining their piggy bank. They don't care if you have to pay sky high prices just to buy food at Walmart or Target or Stop and Shop or Big Y. They don't care. They don't care. All they care about is lining their pockets. And if I have pockets, because I'm in an adult diaper, so I don't have pockets. But even though the Uniparty doesn't give a rat's ass shit about you. They literally don't. The sad fact is, guys, is that the Uniparty is full of shit. It literally does. The Uniparty is basically anti-American. It is. The fact that the Uniparty voted a $60 billion aid package to Taiwan and Ukraine, and then all of them waving the Ukrainian flag, just goes to show the Uniparty hates you. The Uniparty wants you dead. The Uniparty doesn't give a shit about you, what you're suffering, what you're going through. They don't care about, like, lowering prices for you or getting the economy back on its feet. They don't. The Uniparty sucks shit. The fact that the Uniparty would wave a Ukrainian flag instead of an American flag, it pisses me off. It does. And you know the funny thing is, you know what that $95 billion aid package is going to go to? Think about this. $60 billion is going to Ukraine. About $17 billion for Israel. Okay? $9 billion for humanitarian aid. And $8 billion for Taiwan. So, where's the money to secure the border? Where's the money to rebuild our infrastructure, which is fucking crumbling before our fucking goddamn very eyes? And I wouldn't be surprised if bridges start collapsing. Yeah, wouldn't be surprised. But yet, the Uniparty has the fucking balls to send, what, $60 billion to Ukraine? When $60 billion can be used to rebuild our border, rebuild our infrastructure. And I'm going to say this to all the young, dumb, full of cum fucking liberals, socialists, communists, Democrats who keep voting for Brandon and all the lefty Democrats. You know what $60 billion would do? Instead of $60 billion going to Ukraine, y'all should be saying like this. $60 billion should have been going to, like, cancel student loan debt. So I'm wondering, where are the fucking leftists who should be complaining, saying, why are you sending $60 billion to Ukraine? Why are you sending $9 billion for humanitarian aid, $17 billion to Israel, or $8 billion to Taiwan, when that $95 billion could have been used to build the infrastructure and even canceling student loan debt that the left keeps harping and championing for? Why isn't the left up at arms over this? Why isn't the left, like protesting in front of Congress, saying, why are you sending like $60 billion to Ukraine when $60 billion could be used to cancel student loan debt and build infrastructure and secure the border? Just wondering. I was just wondering where the leftists are. Where are the leftists? I'm wondering, ladies and gentlemen, as I'm here podcasting to y'all in my adult diaper and t-shirt, where are the leftists? Where are they? Where are these people? You know, I'm upset too that like $60 billion is going to go to Ukraine instead of securing the border or even used to help pay down people's student loan debt. I'm wondering, ladies and gentlemen, I'm wondering, why is Ukraine the Uniparty's top priority when our priorities are the southern border, which is being invaded? Okay, why? Maybe like this. Maybe Texas should call themselves a Ukraine. Maybe they'll get the same money for the border. Arizona, the same thing. Maybe California, the same thing. But you know what? The Uniparty doesn't give a rat's ass shit about you. They don't. They don't. And I tell you this, that's $60 billion for Ukraine? Instead, I would love to see $60 billion going to fund the U.S. Coast Guard properly, okay, to secure the border, and use to help pay down people's student loan debt. That's if you do some public service like that. But instead, the Uniparty doesn't give a rat's ass shit about you. And I'm wondering, and this is a question I'm pondering as I'm talking to y'all. How would the pro-Hamas retards feel if they found out that $17 billion is going to Israel instead of funding to cancel their student loan? How would the pro-Hamas crowd feel? Wonder, how would the pro-Hamas crowd feel if they found out that $17 billion is going to Israel instead of canceling their student loan debt? I wonder how they feel about the Democrats and the Republicans together. I wonder how they would feel about that. I wonder, ladies and gentlemen, because I'm telling you right now, that money that the Uniparty signed away means like this: our borders are going to be unsecured. You know, our economy is in shambles. Our infrastructure is basically falling a damn apart and not being repaired any fucking time soon. But I tell you this, ladies and gentlemen, $60 billion to Ukraine? Are you fucking kidding me? Are you fucking out of your damn fucking mind? Why would you want to fund a corrupt country like Ukraine, knowing that Hillary Clinton used Ukraine as a base to spy on Donald Trump? Are you fucking kidding me? Yeah, are you fucking kidding me? Why would they? Why? Why? Ukraine's on the losing end of their conflict with Russia. Yeah, Ukraine ain't gonna get their territory back. They never gonna. Why would you fund a losing operation? The evidence is out there, ladies and gentlemen. You just have to look at it. You just don't look at it through the liberal media sources, which is all bias. Instead, you just have to look at it from other sources or from independent journalists. My question is like this. That $60 billion that Congress just signed away to Ukraine? When is my student loans are going to get repaid from that $60 billion? When is the border going to get built? When is all that infrastructure going to get put in place? When? 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 That's $60 billion. We could have paid the border wall. We could have built our infrastructure, paid down student loan debt. And even, ladies and gentlemen, even pay for, like, to fund the government properly. But instead, it's going elsewhere. It is. It's going elsewhere. And it's a doggone shame. It's a doggone shame that it's going elsewhere. You know, I would love to see Congress tackle the economy to bring prices down and actually bring the price of my adult diapers down, so that way I can at least afford to wear adult diapers. But instead, they want to fund this so-called 51st state, which is like the corrupt government of Ukraine, instead of funding the southern border. My God. I'm going to say it like this, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all should remember this in November. Okay? And November is like what? May, June, July, August, September, October, November. 7 months away. Y'all should remember this at the polls in November. And I'm going to just say like this to the Uniparty. Voters don't forget. And voters will remember this at the polls. Voters will remember this. Okay? Voters aren't going to forget about this. And I'm telling you right now. I'm telling you right now to the Uniparty. You better be scared of out of your pants. Because I'm telling you. By you sending $60 billion aid package overseas. Instead of funding the southern border. The Uniparty that signed this. Both the Republicans and Democrats, I'm going to say like this, ladies and gentlemen, y'all deserve a fucking primary. Y'all deserve to be primaried out of office. And the people who voted for this, y'all should be primaried. And y'all should face a primary. Okay? That's the biggest threat to the Uniparty, is a primary challenge. And if they get challenged at the primary, it's going to hurt them like ever before. And what's going to hurt them more is at the ballot box. When voters say, enough with this bullshit. We're voting this guy out, and then we're going to vote someone else in who can do the job, represent us, and get us in this country back on their fucking goddamn feet. It's pretty much that simple, guys. It's pretty much that simple. The fact that the Uniparty is funding a corrupt government, and that Zelensky guy, I don't even trust him one fucking iota. You know, I don't trust him and his fucking corrupt government. You know, his government's corrupt already as it is. You know. And then I've heard, like, stories on Telegram and independent sources outside of America where Ukrainians, like, the Ukrainian military has been kidnapping, like, every able-bodied man, including, like, intellectually disabled people or people with Down syndrome, to the front lines or to the meat grinder. Telling you, man. I'm telling you this much. Ukraine is a lost cause, and this is a stark reminder, guys. We're gonna wind up in the same situation like we did in Vietnam back in the like 60s and 70s, where you know how they started funding, like, say, South Vietnam, and then next thing you know, like, military advisors got in, and then next thing you know, U.S. troops got fucking dragged into a conflict. Telling you guys, this is This is a repeat of Vietnam in the 1960s and 70s, all over again, ladies and gentlemen. And if you're not a student of history, ladies and gentlemen, I suggest you read up the history of the social, political, and economic climate of the 1960s and 70s in America and during the tumultuous Vietnam War era. I suggest you all read up on it, guys, because I'm fucking telling you right now, we're gonna about to repeat history in the worst fucking way. We literally are, guys. We literally are. We're gonna repeat history as I'm sitting here in my diaper and t-shirt watching us repeat this all fucking over again. And it's shocking to say the least. It pretty much is, guys. It pretty much is. But the sad fact is, guys, and this is the sad fact, is that that money, if the left got wind of where that money is going, I wouldn't be surprised if the left, let alone the right, get into a bigger uproar than the left. Because imagine if the left found out that, out of the $60 billion total aid package, well, $17 billion is going to Israel, which the left hates so much, and I'm going to just play both sides here. You know the left would have a fucking shit fit out of their diaper. They would have a fucking meltdown and a temper tantrum going, $17 billion going to Israel. Why aren't you taking that $17 billion and paying my fucking student loans? Hey, I got to play both sides of the advocate here. I got to play both sides. Because you know why? That $60 billion, in my view, could be used to rebuild our infrastructure, pay our roads, okay? And even, ladies and gentlemen, pay off student loan debt, which the left always wants to argue and fight over and say, well, why are we sending this money overseas? Why can't we pay our student loan, use that money to pay down student loan debt? Or even, ladies and gentlemen, pay for the infrastructure on the right, pay for the southern border. Hey. This is one fight I would agree with the left. It's like, why is money going overseas? Why can't we use that money to pay for stuff here in a good old US of A with the red, white, and blue flag? But you see the Uniparty and the Democrats and Republicans waving the Ukrainian flag instead of the red, white, and blue American flag. You see them wave that. And then I'm sitting there going like this. The Uniparty hates this country. They hate you and me. They would rather fund a losing war instead of funding our country. They really do, guys. They really do. That's why you see them so desperately trying to arm Ukraine. Why don't Europe arm Ukraine? I don't see Europe stepping up the plate and saying to Ukraine, oh, here's our used F-4s, here's our used F-16s, here's our used Mirage 2000s. I don't see Europe stepping up to the plate. All I see is, like, Ukrainian twisting America and giving all their their Cold War gear, which I don't think is going to do any good to Ukraine. I know, but to me, ladies and gentlemen, we are funding a losing war. And we are getting sucked into two regional conflicts that we don't need to be in, quite frankly. We do not need to be in those conflicts, ladies and gentlemen. We literally don't. So that's why I stand here with y'all in my diaper and t-shirt and saying to the Uniparty, I'm going to give you the double barrel middle finger saying, fuck you. asshole. Why are you funding this bullshit? Okay? Why are you funding this? Why? And then I want to say this quick. I know you're going to get, like, people like Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, who's going to try to remove the House Speaker. Here's my thing. Here's my thing on this. Someone should tell Marjorie Taylor Greene to shut the fuck up, bitch. We got bigger fish to fry than to have to remove a damn House Speaker and then fucking do this shit all fucking all over again. It's that simple. Someone should tell Marjorie Taylor Greene to shut the fuck up. Okay? Shut the fuck up. And wait until either Trump or Kennedy gets into the White House. If Trump or Kennedy gets in, then we can tell the House Speaker and say, hey, look, you did great for this country, but your services are no longer needed. We're going in another direction. It's that simple. Someone should tell Marjorie Taylor Greene to stop removing House Speakers and wait until we fucking get Trump back or Kennedy in the White House. It's that simple. It is. It really is. It really is. But on that topic, guys, on that topic, I want to talk to you about, like, Robert Kennedy Jr. And this came out from the Washington Examiner. And the headline reads, RFK pocketing more votes from Trump than Biden in a poll. And this also came like this in the New York Post. Robert Kennedy Jr.'s candidacy may hurt Trump more than Biden in the 2024, a surprising new poll. And this poll came out of, like, what? The liberal NBC, which is what? They, you know, the liberal NBC who hates Trump so badly. But, you know, reading the headlines out of this out of these two articles, ladies and gentlemen, you know why they wrote this? It's because they want to do more damage to Trump and RFK while softening the damn blow on Biden. The reason why they're doing these polls is to scare the voters into not voting for RFK and Trump, but still stick with the let's go Brandon fucking bullshit. They're doing this for a couple of reasons, ladies and gentlemen. Trump is not the Democrats' biggest threat. Trump only occupies, what, 30% of their problem? The 70% that the Democrats fear the most is Robert Kennedy Jr. Okay? They fear him because he's an independent who originally wanted to run on the Democrat ticket, but the Democrats wouldn't give him the fucking time of day. And then, coincidentally, ladies and gentlemen, his whole Kennedy family is siding with the let's go Brandon fucking bullshit. And then I wonder why Kennedy is trying to be more like his dad and his uncle, John F. Kennedy, and his uncle, Ted Kennedy. Because I think like this, Ted, Robert, and John F. Kennedy would say to the whole family, bullshit, we're going with the nephew. I think like this, the reason why Kennedy is rising in the polls, ladies and gentlemen, because Kennedy is a threat to the Democrats and Biden. He's not a threat to Trump, okay? Trump has his loyal base, all right? In my opinion, Trump may be able to get into the White House real easily, but Kennedy may deal a bigger blow to the Democrats. Because let me put it this way. Democrats have nothing to run on. Democrats have nothing. Have you seen lately, ladies and gentlemen, Robert Kennedy Jr.'s videos on Rumble and YouTube and what his ideas are, what he's proposing to the nation? You don't see Trump or Biden doing the same thing. You don't see Trump or Biden proposing anything like selling an idea. You don't see them. You don't. What, it's like this, ladies and gentlemen. When was the last time you ever seen like Joe Biden like talk about his like whatever so-called accomplishments that he's done, where instead it's more like whatever failures that he's accomplished, his dismal failures? You don't see them. You don't see Joe Biden and the Democrats talking about that. Same thing with Trump. You don't see Trump talking about like his accomplishments in his first administration and him talking about what he would do if he gets back in and selling an idea of what he would do in proposals. You don't see either of that. Robert Kennedy Jr., on the other hand, ladies and gentlemen, you're seeing ideas that both sides really gravitate to. Like, for example, Robert Kennedy Jr. proposed, like, what? Giving passport ID cards for free to U.S. citizens? And then also helping to finance, like, the people to buy a home in America by making the government the guarantor of the housing market, like saying, for example, like Robert Kennedy said in his proposal, he would expand FHA, like the Federal Housing Administration. You know, you get those FHA loans to buy a house. He would expand that. And some of the RFK policies coming from his uncle, John F. Kennedy, Ted Kennedy, and his dad, Robert Kennedy, some of the proposals coming from that era that both Trump and Biden have nothing on, and both the Democrat and Republicans don't have nothing on. That's why, guys, ladies and gentlemen, the reason why a lot of the Democrats and Republicans are gravitating towards Robert Kennedy Jr. is because he's the lesser of the two other evils in reality. He's the lesser of the two. Sure, some Republicans may not like Robert Kennedy Jr. on his stance on guns and abortions, but when it comes to the economy, They're all for it. Same thing on the Democrat side. They want stuff that like lends their ear. That's why, ladies and gentlemen, Robert Kennedy Jr. is on the rise in this country. And the fact of the matter is, ladies and gentlemen, Robert Kennedy Jr. occupies 70% of the Democrats' problem. The only 30% of their problem is Trump. But we all know them trying to attack Trump through lawfare, it's going to fall flat on their fucking damn face, and it ain't going to stick. You know? Because I'm going to just say like this. Once the legal system gets whim and gets whiff of why they're trying to go after Trump, that lawfare shit is going to come crashing and burning like no fucking tomorrow. Because you know why? Because they're going to find out that the left is just trying to stall Trump in the court system away from the campaign trail because they don't want people to know that Brandon is a dismal failure. And Brandon and the Democrats' policies have destroyed this country. Whereas RFK Jr., he's nipping at the polls. He's eating the votes from Democrats and Republicans because many of them are sick and tired of the Uniparty that is not even listening to them and basically destroying the country that is making it so unaffordable to both sides of the fucking damn aisle. Pretty much, ladies and gentlemen. Pretty much. And this is why, ladies and gentlemen. This is why I see this as why Trump will more likely win the presidency, but RFK Jr. will be able to destroy the Democrat Party and still win by destroying the party and saying to the Democrats, you strayed your way. You didn't go like the old school Democrats, like my uncle John F. Kennedy. Yeah. So now, ladies and gentlemen, We're gonna see Robert Kennedy Jr. spoiling it for the Democrats. But I think like this, a lot of people are gonna sit there and go like this. I don't know if we wanna go with Trump, because Trump hasn't given us a window of what he would do in the second term. I'll say this before we move on to the next topic, guys. I've never seen Trump present a proposal of what he would do in the next time around. Never seen one. But if any of you guys on the right have seen it, please drop me a link, because I want to see what they're going to propose. I want to see. I really do. I really, really do. But anyway, before we end the show today, I want to talk about this saga that's going on in Wethersfield, okay? Wethersfield's having a fight with their town volunteer ambulance service because the Wethersfield mayor wants to get rid of the volunteer service and replace it with a paid service. I've been watching this with great interest, ladies and gentlemen, because I'm an EMT myself, and currently I don't volunteer with any organization because I'm going to say this is because most voluntary ambulance organizations in the state are white-based and white-owned. And I've never seen a racial minority ever volunteer for an ambulance service in town or their local volunteer fire department. I've never seen it. I've never have. But as I said, the town's having a fight with their volunteer ambulance service, who's been around since the 1960s, but they want to replace them with a paid service, but the volunteer service is fighting against that. They're fighting to stay in business in town, because if you look at it, the town mayor probably hates the volunteer ambulance service, and the volunteer ambulance service I am talking about in question is Wethersfield Emergency Medical Services. So basically, the Wethersfield Emergency Medical Services Association is having a dispute with the town manager because the town manager doesn't like the volunteer ambulance service, and they want to get rid of the volunteer ambulance service and replace it with a paid service. To me, the volunteer EMS system in Connecticut is dying. So is the volunteer firefighting in Connecticut. It's dying in the state because, look, nobody can afford to volunteer anymore. With the way the gas is going these days in this country, with the fact that people have to work two or three jobs just to make ends meet, just to stay above water. Yeah. And then at the same time, You have volunteer fire and EMS services who are so quickly, so hostile to new people, not being inclusive, not being open to new people. I don't feel sorry for the fact that volunteer EMS and volunteer firefighting is dying. I don't feel sorry one bit. I don't. Because I tell you this right now. I don't feel sorry. I have no sympathies. And as an EMT myself, I'd be like this. I'd be like this. Y'all can disappear. Y'all can disappear for all I care. Y'all can't. Because the fact of the matter is, I'm an Asian American who has an EMT license, and no volunteer EMS squad in the state of Connecticut will ever let me ride with them. So you know what? I sit there and I go like this. When you wind up in a situation like Weatherseal, I don't feel sorry for you guys. I have no sympathy for you people. In fact, I don't even feel the least bit sorry that you're having to fight to stay relevant, to stay in business, because you probably don't have enough people to ride. You probably have, what, the same amount of people. You probably didn't attract new members or even people that you turned down, and then maybe you should call them back and say, hey, we want to reconsider you coming back because we're losing numbers, we're losing people, and if we don't get a number of people to ride, the town's going to take away our service. I tell you what, I don't feel the least bit sorry for what's going on in Weathersfield. And I'm told by an insider source what's happening in Weathersfield is going to happen in Rocky Hill as well. I don't feel the least bit sorry. But, you know, who could volunteer in this economy right now? In the Bidenomic economy, who could devote their time to ride on an ambulance or to respond to a fire? No one. Not in this economy. Not when gas is so high in this country. Not when people have to work 2-3 jobs just to live comfortably. Yeah, I don't blame them. And I say like this to all the volunteer EMS squads and volunteer fire departments: if you're not doing enough to attract, recruit, retain, and basically do whatever it takes to keep the people, I don't feel sorry that you're gonna close. I don't feel sorry one bit. I don't. Because I tell you this much. I could take my EMT skills and soon-to-be social work skills elsewhere into a place that does need me, does want me, and does value me being there. Yeah. But because a lot of volunteer EMS squads are like this, I sit there and I go like this. Sucks to be you guys. It sucks to be you guys because you guys did it. You guys owned up to it. But I will tell you this, ladies and gentlemen. I will tell you this. I don't feel any bit sorry what's going on in Weathersfield. I don't. Because as a minority and an EMT, a lot of volunteer ambulance and fire departments are not attracting and recruiting minorities. Instead, all they recruit is just middle class white people. And then you wonder why they're dwindling in numbers, and some of them are like having the threat of being shut down. Yeah. Yeah. It's It doesn't surprise me, ladies and gentlemen. It doesn't, because I have heard that a number of volunteer ambulance and fire departments in Connecticut are looking to go paid because they can't find people. They can't find people in their own race, but instead, they don't want to admit that they don't know how to attract, recruit, and train minorities. They don't. But I say it like this. It sucks what's going on in Weathersfield. I got no sympathies for these people. I got none whatsoever. But I go like this. As an EMT, I don't use my skills on an ambulance. I use my skills, like, say, for search and rescue with the federal government. But instead, I don't feel sorry about it. I don't. I literally don't. And to me, it would be a shame that they lose their ability to provide service in that town. But to me, ladies and gentlemen, I got no sympathies for these people. I really do. I got no sympathies. These people should have done a better job at recruiting, attracting, and retaining people. They should have done a better job. But instead, they wanted to attract and recruit people of their own race, their own ethnicity, or those in the family connections. That's why they're dwindling. That's why they're dying. That's why they're going fucking downhill. And like the military, where they're having problems recruiting people, maybe they should start looking inward instead of outward. And maybe they should start looking at what are they doing. I mean, what are they doing to attract or retain and recruit people? What are they doing? If they're not doing anything towards it, then you know what? Then they should be closed down. It's that simple. It's that simple. That's why I like college fraternities and sororities. They're like a bygone era that should have been long gone at the end of the 20th century. They should have. But you know what? I don't have any sympathy whatsoever that if these people are losing like opportunities, or the fact that they can't get people to ride their ambulance or fire truck. I don't have sympathies for it. I really, really, really don't, guys. Yeah, I really don't. I really don't. But in any case, guys, I want to say like this before we go, that when my semester ends from school, I'll have time to podcast for y'all, and then I'll be able to do a podcast show in between, and then that'll be in between like photo shoots and my modeling work, so I'll have time for that, and I'll have time to post more episodes and all that. But it'll depend on largely what's out there. And I always look up my RSS feed to see like any good topics. Okay. But in any case, guys, I thank you very much for listening to Nikki's World. I'm Nikki, your host. I gotta run and do a diaper check just to make sure that I'm not leaking or pooping in my diaper like always. I will see y'all soon. Bye for now. You just listened to an episode of Nikki's World. Thanks for listening. We'll see y'all soon. Bye for now.